You're tuning into the Active Mom Podcast with physical therapist, Dr. Carrie Pagliano, a real mom's guide to all things postpartum return to workouts after baby. If you're a postpartum mom, coach, trainer, or physical therapist looking for answers on how to get back to running, CrossFit, yoga, Pilates, HIIT, you name it, without the fear of pelvic floor issues or doing something wrong, this is the podcast for you. Let's start the show. All right. I am so excited to bring to the show Virginia Kinkle. She is one of our local owners of Body Mass. She's in DC and Virginia and Tampa as well. And we kind of met each other in a weird, like Instagram-y sort of way. But Virginia just had a baby and we're so excited to bring her on to kind of give her view on motherhood and pregnancy postpartum. From not only like the mom perspective, but being in fitness and figuring out bikini and all that stuff. So thank you for coming. I'm so excited to chat with you and have you kind of share your story a little bit. Do you mind kind of just telling us quick 30 seconds, kind of your background and kind of how you came to fitness and figure and bikini and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you first off for having me on here. It's been great. Like Carrie said, we met each other. I think it was initially, like I'd heard about Carrie through a bunch of people local in the area, and then through one of the members at our gym went to go see Carrie. And so that kind of started the introduction. So she's been a great resource throughout this process because that was probably, we met probably 6 months or a year before I was pregnant. So,
yep. So
it's been nice to have you the whole duration of pregnancy.
I'm in your back pocket.
Very helpful. So yeah, a little bit about my background. So I got my degree from University of Maryland in kinesiology, studying human movement, the human body. And I got more into personal training and gym management, which eventually led me and my husband, who I met working together as a personal trainer, to open Body Mass. So our first location opened in Arlington, Virginia in 2016. And then our second location opened in August 2018 in Washington, D.C. So boutique strength training fitness studios. And then as a branch of that, we have what's called body mass composition testing, where we do DEXA for body composition analysis, as well as resting metabolic rate tests. So we have one of our body mass composition testing locations inside of our Arlington, Virginia gym. And then we also have a second composition testing location in Tampa, Florida, inside of MI40 gym.
So, and that feeds a lot into the bikini and the figure competitions, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm learning all that.
I know. You're getting really good at it. So I've competed for this. I'm celebrating my 10th anniversary. Last week was my like anniversary, my first ever prep that I did. So
wow.
It's kind of like a big deal when you officially start a prep. It's like you're making the commitment to go through the process of stepping on stage. So I've been doing it for 10 years. I've probably competed in 15 different shows. As Carrie said, first in figure, which is a little bit more of a more muscular, leaner division, which is not my natural build. And then I switched to bikini, which is a little bit more of like a longer, more streamlined look, which just fit my physique better. Obviously, I took a break last year when I had a baby.
There needs to be a pregnancy division.
So many people have said that. And oh, I didn't do this. I wanted to put on my suit. One of my friends did this when she was super pregnant right before she went into labor. And it just looked
so good.
And I did not do that. Now I'm like,
next time.
Next baby.
Next time. Go back just for that.
No, so I know exactly. I'd be like, why are you having a baby? Just so I can put on a sparkly bikini when I'm
totally
super pregnant, obviously. And so awesome. Now I just talked to my coach 2 days ago and we've kind of set a game plan for this year for getting on stage. So I'm really excited. I'm like 12 and a half weeks postpartum right now. Things have been going really well. So I'm kind of excited to have a game plan to get on stage. And, you know, my goal is a little different this time. In the past, it was always to win and do the best. And now it's just more to go through the process and do it and
just experience it.
Having a baby and feeling good about myself.
And in true mom fashion, your daughter's in your lap right now.
Yes,
she's so sweet.
She's sleeping right here. So yes, this is
love
how fashion goes these days.
Exactly. All right. So knowing your background, fitness, kind of all of this stuff, like what were your expectations going into pregnancy? And then kind of once you got through that, like what was realistic and what did you really find was not at all?
So I think my background in competing really stems from my fascination in the human body and what the human body is capable of accomplishing in terms of building muscle, losing body fat, changing your shape, changing your structure to achieve a certain goal. In my case, it's always been like how you look on stage and going along with what the judges' feedback is for you. So
right.
certain areas need to be bigger, more muscular, leaner. So I've always had this fascination in what the human body is capable of in more of a physiological
aspect
that relates to body composition, not so much what the body is capable of with actually having a baby.
Growing a human, yeah.
I almost went into pregnancy with this kind of science experiment mindset that I usually take going into all of my preps is like, what's going to happen with this and what's going to happen with this? And so when I go into these experiments, I literally call them experiments with my body.
Yeah.
I try to see, okay, if X, then Y, right? So if this happens, then what is the end result? I don't try to assume an end result first. And I think I did that going into pregnancy I used it as like this learning process, this evolution of physiological change versus so many people who I know, lots of friends, lots of clients who I've had think so much about the end result first that they don't necessarily like take the process of pregnancy in stride.
Oh, that's really interesting. No, it totally does. It totally does. I make the
like
joke.
A learning process.
Yes.
I didn't have expectations.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
I think it's a good thing because then we don't have to unpack anything.
And I'm sure you can kind of understand this of being a small business owner and especially during the pandemic is like you learn to take each day as it is and do what you can in that day. If you have any kind of expectation of what's going to happen in the long run, you're inevitably going to be disappointed in some capacity. So why set that? Why not just kind of take each day as it is, do what you're capable of, and then move on to the next day?
Yeah. What did you feel like? Was there anything that wasn't realistic as far as things that you thought might happen or things that people had told you or things like that?
Yeah. So I'll use our story as an example. So, basically, my goal was to work out my entire pregnancy as long as, number one, it was cleared by physicians and I was feeling okay. My goal was to just get to the gym on my regular schedule, which is typically 5 days a week. And a lot of times I went to the gym and I just, especially first trimester, felt terrible. And so I would just kind of like hang out on a foam roller and, pretend to for like maybe I was half taking a nap with my eyes open.
Right.
But it was to just like get in the routine and the process of going to the gym. But my ultimate goal was to just try to maintain my strength as much as possible, as much as I physically felt able to kind of mitigate the the big upswing
and shift
postpartum.
Yep.
So I was doing the stuff that I was physically able to strength wise, and that's upper body stuff was pretty consistent.
You were very consistent. I was watching you on Instagram every day. I was like, "Dang, girl, you are showing up."
I was trying real hard. But the biggest thing that I kind of set for my goal, because obviously I'm not going to have goals of being able to lift a certain amount of weight, right? Like not hitting any PRs. I'm not going to obviously have any body composition related goals when I'm pregnant. Right. So I kind of mentally set this goal of like, I want to be able to do one pull-up by the time that I'm pregnant.
Right.
So this is kind of like my challenge to myself because obviously as I gain weight, pull-ups would get harder and harder. And so I think I was relatively early on. Maybe I was like 15 to 20 weeks, somewhere
that
in
sounds
that
about
range,
right.
Like kind of starting second trimester. And I posted a video of me doing them on Instagram and you messaged me and you said, can you send me a video of you doing a pull-up but without your shirt on so I can see your stomach and what's happening as you do a pull-up? And I was like, okay. So
strange DM request.
Totally normal, right? Some people get weird DMs. This is mine.
I just send weird DMs.
And then I respond by giving you exactly what it is.
Exactly, right? No questions asked.
So I did the pull-up and what you had said is like you noticed a decent amount of coning in my stomach and my abdomen. And the biggest thing that you had said, and it stuck with me all throughout pregnancy, was that we kind of have to set our ego aside when during pregnancy. And you had said, you're like, there are a lot of women who come to me postpartum who say, I wish I had known during pregnancy to make XYZ change. But you've never had somebody come to you who's made XYZ change and then said later, well, I really wish I didn't make that change so that I could still be able to do a full-on.
Exactly.
And it resonated so much with me to like literally check my ego, because that was, doing a pull-up was an ego thing. Like, there's no reason to need to be able to do a pull-up with being pregnant other than like, haha, look, I can do this.
Yeah.
And so it was such a reality check for me. And so what I thought would be realistic was, you know, being able to very literally do a pull-up the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I realized like, okay, if that's going to cause more issues and more like potential diastasis recti down the line, it's not worth it.
Well, and that's a conversation that I have a lot. And it was so nice that you were just kind of open to just trying something different too. And I first time moms, I think it's always a challenge because you have these things like, I want to run to the end, or I want to do this till the end. And it's such a blip on the screen of time. It's so nothing. But again, like, and I'm a biased data set. Like, I will say that up front. I do not see the stuff that turns out really well, but I've never once had somebody been like, wow, I wish I hadn't made that change. And so, and you did a pull up on like right before you went to the hospital, right? So
8.5 weeks pregnant. I think it was like the week before I went in labor. I was like, I just got to do this to prove
so
it.
So you could do it. There was just no need to kind of, So you're still strong and badass. Like, I think we're clear about that.
I was like, if I do just one, this isn't going to be so problematic.
And no, you were totally good. So switching to postpartum, like what has that been like? And you're at 12 and a half weeks. So, you know, you're really just kind of, you can see the light now. You're like, what's that been like? And kind of what advice, because everybody has advice, what served you and what hasn't served you at this point?
So being a older mom, technically I had a geriatric pregnancy.
I can say that too. I'm an elderly mom as well.
Right. It's good because you get to see so many people go through the process.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm able to kind of take bits and pieces that I find valuable from other clients who I have, who have kids, friends, people that I know, and kind of take that information and apply it to me. One of the biggest things that I found is, as moms, we always, you know, put ourselves second. You know, there's somebody else that's like the new priority in your life. But it's finding what things are really important and valuable and putting those for you at the forefront. I'm really fortunate in that my husband, Chris, is extremely supportive of everything that I do, both for my personal life, for our business. We own the gyms together, and as well as like taking care of her. He absolutely adores spending time with her.
That's awesome.
So I feel really fortunate. But like, my me time is going to the gym and kind of like having a routine. And it's, I'm not somebody that goes to the gym and feels like I have to like kill myself and kick my butt every single time I'm there.
But to show up is important. But
just to be there. It puts me in this like good headspace. It's like, even though I work in the fitness world, it's like stepping away from work. It's stepping away from this. And so for me, just getting in the routine of going to the gym relatively early on, even if my workouts sucked early on, I was so how 6 weeks off from the gym, how much weaker I became.
You don't realize how much strength kind of disappears over 9 months.
Yes.
It was
mind blowing to me, but I think, you know, it's something easy that you can dwell on is like the negative of feeling like you're weak and you're not the same and your body's not the same. Or you could be like, okay, well, this
just
is my
keep showing
point
up
for now.
Yep.
What can I do today? Great. Yep. What can I do tomorrow? And it's almost that same mindset that I had during pregnancy of like a science experiment. Now I'm starting here. The stimulus is that I'm adding working out back into it. Now how does this start to change
myself? It sounds like you've kind of, and I talk about mindset a ton because I think it really does set us up and expectations and that sort of thing. Like, it really does sound that you're looking at it with a sense of curiosity as opposed to a sense of comparison or I should be here or that is huge.
And I think that's something that is, it's something that I kind of personally struggle with in that my body naturally is, I'm like a very thin, like my nickname was Skeletor growing up for my
family. Oh, that's horrible.
Like, figure was hard for me to put on muscle and size. Like, it took eating so much and training so hard to try to put on muscle. So my body's naturally thinner. So like one thing that I struggle with in these experiments is like 2 weeks postpartum, I was back to my pre-baby weight. And I know that's not normal. And I'm not saying this as like a way of like, oh, this is how you should be 2 weeks postpartum. Yeah. But sometimes I feel a little self-conscious sharing my story because I know that's not what most people go through.
Yeah.
But I like to chill. Like, this is what's happening with me and this is how my body's responding
yep.
to it. And so that's something that I've actually really struggled with is sharing my story.
Like the other side of the pendulum. And I think for yeah. you to have that awareness or almost that hyper awareness of, I know that this is not typical. But at the same time, this is you. And if right. anybody doesn't know Skeletor, like, you know, back in the day, that was He-Man, you know, just Google it. Apparently we're showing our age here.
A picture of me as a 12-year-old.
Exactly. Totally. No, but I think that's a really, I think, relevant point because you see so many people on social being like, oh, I'm back to here. I'm back to this. And for you, you're like, and especially being in the business that you're in,
yes,
I can see people looking at you and being like, well, it's because she does that or.
Right. You know. Or I feel like people are like, oh, well, you're a competitor. So you've been on a diet since you like had your, like,
you're like, no. You're like,
it's just how my body responds yeah. and that it's all a learning process. And, yeah. and I might be back to, you know, a couple of weeks postpartum to my pre-baby weight. But like, to me, that's not what's important. What's important is my strength. And like that, I'm still
You're like, that is still not there. Yeah.
No, not remotely close.
And I'm so incredibly appreciative that you're sharing that because there's such a broad expanse of experiences, but there's things like little threads that bring it all together. I mean, we're all a little bit aware postpartum that things have changed and things are different. Yes. We're all aware that, gosh, we're weaker and this is not, you know, we don't want to be here. And we can be smaller than we planned or bigger than we planned. And we still have that kind of process of unpacking that we have a different body and we yes. want to do something with it. That's not what we are in that moment.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I really do think, like, I credit a lot of it to you. And then there was a chiropractor that I went to.
Dr. Schropp.
As yep. well. Yep. And so a lot of my process and like feeling at ease with my body is stuff that came more from the medical professionals. There's a lot of noise with people talking and being able to explain things and everybody wants to impart their wisdom on yes. you. And so I think one thing that I found very helpful is like, find the people that you want to listen to and listen to those people and don't be dismissive of others, but you know, you can kind of listen to them, agree with them, but don't necessarily take that to heart because there's a lot of information that gets.
Yeah. That's probably should be in the parenting 101 book. Cause that doesn't go away.
That's good to know that it'll just continue as you get older.
No, you get a little bit better at kind of filtering the noise and that yes, sort of thing. But,
like
yeah.
Even just like sleep habit stuff is,
oh.
I kind of relate it to like exercise is you could do, there's like 500 different ways to exercise. Just mm-hmm. like there's 500 different ways to get your kid to sleep. If
exactly.
you try all 500 and you only give it 1/500th of an effort on each of those, you're not going to get any results, whether it's fitness or whether it's your kid.
Yeah.
Find the thing that you want to do.
That works
do
for
it
you.
And stick with it and be consistent.
Yep.
And that's yep. what I found with advice postpartum is there's lots of other stuff out there and I try not to be dismissive of it, but I find what is it that I want to listen to and stick with? And
yeah.
a lot of that is advice that's come from you and other professionals or even just, again, friends or clients and seeing their experience and just kind of listening to them. You know, I take in and I retain the information that I think is going to be relevant and the rest.
Yeah, no, it's like build your own plan here. Mm-hmm. That actually feeds really well into our last question here. If you could go back and tell your pregnant or early postpartum self anything, what would that be? Assuming you would listen to it.
Yeah, I think that would be the biggest piece okay. of it is to find who or what it is that you want to listen to. I mean, especially now with the internet, it is such a rabbit hole that you can yes. go down on information and on every topic that you're looking at, there's two totally opposite ends of the spectrum. And you're like, well, am I supposed to do A or Z? Because both of those are getting you an end result and they seem counterintuitive.
Yep.
So that would be one thing that I would tell myself earlier on to kind of find that path. It took me a little while to get there.
I think you're finding it really quickly at 12 and a half weeks, not for nothing, but well, you do like the speed course.
I'm trying. I really do take like things that I've learned as a business owner and as a figure competitor. And even though it's a different world with a baby, I apply a lot of those.
Yeah.
Not to be redundant, but what I said earlier of just like, take it one day at a time and like, do what you can that day. You know, my early pregnant self, it was like, today eating this type of food, it tastes great. And this is what you want. And the next day it makes you nauseous. This day I'm tired and I don't really want to go to the gym, but the next day I might feel good. Whatever's happening in the moment isn't the be all end all. It's always evolving. So I think that is to like understand the evolution. The other thing that I would tell myself is, a lot of, again, that information that I'm kind of like taking in pregnant is the baby's going to get here and it's going to be completely different. And
I think I said that to you. I was like, we can have a conversation 6 weeks postpartum that we can't have right now.
It's totally different. And there's just so many things that you like read about or hear about and learn. Like this one I like to use as an example is like, so I'm breastfeeding. And when I was at the hospital, the nurse and the lactation consultant came in and they're like, and this is my first kid. I've never breastfed obviously before in my life. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah. You look like you got it. I'm like, yeah, I got it. Like
totally.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
And so I like leave the hospital. I'm like, this is so good. And everybody's like, says that your milk comes in like, oh, that's so cute. Like your milk's going to come in. And I'm like,
no, girl.
Okay, my milk's going to come in. The next day I was at home and yes, I,
Niagara
first of
Falls.
All, that night I could not roll over when I was sleeping because my boobs were like bowling balls. My sister had to come over and literally
I'm having, like reflexive, me. Like
yes, it's like TSD I don't ever want to experience that again. My like literally, my sister came over and milked me. Like she came over.
Oh, you have the best sister.
And she came over and milked me like a cat. I'm sitting there and I was like crying, and this is happening to me, and I'm like, what is going on? And I thought this was like the future of forever. Like this is how breastfeeding goes, and it was petrifying because I was like, I wanted to breastfeed, but I wasn't opposed to like bottle feeding formula. Like I was just keeping an open mind with
it. But if this is what it was, you weren't interested.
I was petrified. Fortunately, it balanced out. But I think that's something I would tell myself too, is a lot of experiences I think are kind of sugar coated. Like again, like this whole like, oh, your milk comes in. People don't really explain what that means, what it'll feel like, and that it doesn't always stay like that. Like I wish I had known beforehand, like your milk coming in means your boobs are going to be huge. They're going to weigh 1,000,000 pounds. They're going to hurt. Your baby's not going to latch. She's going to be biting. Your nipples are going to hurt. They're going to
nipples will be hamburger. Yeah. No, it's funny when I'll kind of test the room when I'm talking to a pregnant mom. I'd like, okay, well, how is she taking this? I'm like, okay, so there's going to be liquids coming out of every orifice in your body simultaneously. Yep. And then usually you'll see the look of horror. And the thing is, you can't go back. Like you're already pregnant.
Right. So that's, I described, so people have asked like, oh, how is labor? Especially after I had her, I was like, have you ever like been on a roller coaster and you're like strapped in and you're going up, and like halfway up, you're like, I don't want to do this. Why did I do this? Why am I on this roller coaster? But you're strapped in and there's nowhere
and
to go.
That's a lovely way of putting it.
Is like, it's like you're starting and you're like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want this. Why am I doing this? And there's nowhere to go.
That's parenting too. That is parenting. So you can write the book now. Remember.
I'm an expert at 12 and a half weeks.
Exactly. So go back and remind yourself of this stuff because it doesn't go away.
Exactly.
Your boobs will get better. Your boobs will get a lot better.
They are much better now. And I ended up going to see a lactation consultant. But like I just wish I'm a very direct person. And I wish like, especially in the hospital setting, like people were more direct. They kind of like give you the very surface level of stuff, but there's so much more that goes into it. They'll be like, did you watch the breastfeeding video? And you're like, yes, I understand why the nutrients of breast milk are important. That has like nothing to do with it. You know, I mean, like, yes, it does, but there's so much more.
And I think, and again, maybe this is what you'd agree with as well, is like having that team of people literally that when you get on the other side, like you had your clients and your friends that you could DM. You had me and you're like, hey, what is this feeling that's going on? And I'm like, all right, get in here next week.
Okay. Yep.
Exactly. So having that team on speed dial, I think just people that you trust to kind of walk you back from the cliff and help you understand what's going on and make sense of it. Because again, you can logically understand it all, but once you get in it, you're like, what in God's name happened?
Right. It's like you can read a manual about how to drive a car all day long. You'll have no clue till you're behind the wheel.
No, absolutely not. Well, thank you so much. I think we're going to end on stiff boobs and
super funny.
I wanted to talk to you while you were still those memories were still fresh, because I think they dilute over the years, but still, the PTSD reflexive stuff.
You're starting to say like, I remember that.
Exactly.
I remember that. But,
exactly.
But honestly, like having resources, especially a resource like you throughout it all has been a game changer. And especially, like I said, I want to compete again. Like my goal is to compete again. So I really want to be as prepared as I can. My body physically and physiologically as much as possible. And you've been like a wonderful.
Oh, thank you. And again, I always say to my clients, I was like, look, as long as you keep paying it forward and paying it forward to your communities, because that's how we're going to make this revolution, this change, is if we're all more open about it. And you've just been incredibly open with your communities about it. And I appreciate that, because it's hard to be that vulnerable as you're learning things. So awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes,
if you want to find Virginia, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, thank you so much for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to find Virginia, you can find her over on Instagram at Virginia V. Kinkle and at Body Mass. And again, if you're looking for training and you want a coach who's familiar with postpartum, we've got Virginia here in the DC area. Thank you so much. And your daughter was exceptionally
she snoozed throughout it always.
She's famous now. So awesome.
Oh,
good. Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate your time. See ya.
Thank you, Carrie. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you're a postpartum mom or postpartum professional, please check out all our free resources and upcoming courses on www.carriepagliano.com. This podcast represents the opinions of Dr. Carrie Pagliano and her guests to the show. The content should not be taken as medical advice and is for entertainment purposes only. Always consult your healthcare professional for any medical questions.